Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and sometimes I like to use humor, dark humor, whatever. I've got various different titles as Dr. Bill Deagle, Dr. Bill Deagle geopolitical analyst, Dr. Bill Deagle scientist, Dr. Bill Deagle spiritual leader, Dr. Bill Deagle prophet. Now, I only have a few 3x5 cards, but I like to use humor sometimes, and I want to also use some interesting things. We have Tony, our Nutridyne chemist. Tony, are you aware of Edgar Cayce?
Yes.
Did you know that the Nutridyne you make is the only version in the world of activated plasma form of iodine? You're aware of that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, what do you know about Edgar Cayce? They call him the sleeping prophet.
So I know that he didn't have a lick of, studying on the things that he was, doing all these miracles about. He was just a super intelligent, I guess, God-given, intelligent human.
I'll tell you a little bit more about it, okay? So people don't understand the breadth of my knowledge in multiple areas that most human beings will never know unless they're taught. And the first thing is that people have to understand, I understand the nature of the universe. Now, there's three, you want to call it realms to the universe. And a lot of people think of the multiverse, like multiple parallel timelines and so on. And one of the doctors, when I finished my talk in Las Vegas, came up and they raised this question, can we change our timeline? I said, no, the timeline is created by collective humanity and our collective consciousness of us and all the sentient beings in the universe, good and bad. Now, what happened was, and he receives a prophetic word, but it's just a regular person. And remember, it's not just people that belong to, say, Christian religion. Everybody that seeks some spiritual knowledge, whether you're a shaman or you're a Buddhist, whatever happen you be, you can at times receive some kind of higher levels of, I call it spirit knowledge or truth from a higher realm. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the highest form of that is Christianity, which, by the way, Edgar Cayce was a Christian. But people don't understand what it means to have access to what I've been taught. Is not the Akashic Records, which a lot of people call it, the records of everything that was or will be, but it's called the Heliarchion. And what it basically means is, although we are untrained, like he was, untrained in medicine, physics, chemistry, whatever, he had what's called God knowledge, just like the God knowledge that was given to Yeshua, Jesus. He had God knowledge and knew there was a time coming that without the plasma form of iodine, the living things, including human beings and other things on the planet, were in grave danger of a mitochondrial and an energetic apocalypse. Now, we're all suffering right now with the Aussie flu. Have you had it yet?
Maybe. I feel like it was a cold, but one of the things that's crazy, I was kind of slacking on the Nutridyne formula, and I started taking it again, and I feel like, honestly, this is, the truth.
Yeah.
I started taking it one day, and I felt totally, so good.
Right. Now, what you have to understand is,
that's on it,
Yeah, exactly. Now, yeah, I should be honest. You're the guy making it, and you aren't taking enough of it. Now, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm reminding myself, I take it every day. I'm taking droppers. Now, how many drops do you think I'm putting in my drink, which is a 32-ounce Aladdin glass with a number of other things I put in there, including, you know, cardiovascular liquid, et cetera. How many drops do you think I'm putting in my glass right now?
How many, like 15?
Around 60.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Which I'll sip throughout the day. Now, the reason why is we have three reasons. Number one, basically, if you want to look at the basis for most illnesses, it's in this form of mitochondrial failure. Because when your mitochondria fail, your tissues become acid, you build up biotoxins, and you build up stealth pathogens. You also don't have enough energy to have aerobic metabolism, which means for every glucose molecule, you generate 32 ATP, adenosine triphosphate, rather than just two with anaerobic. And also, with the halide toxins, fluoridating and chlorinating our water and brominating even our bread. By the way, you know, it's been still allowed in America to use bromine salts in beer and bread and so on, but it's against the law for the last almost 40 years. They had a situation back in Quebec, Canada, back about 40 years ago, where they allowed bromination of beer because it put a really good head on the beer, but they found out that it caused a lot of people to develop acute liver failure, and they ended up in the intensive care unit dying of liver failure in Quebec. Now, here in America, they're not just using chlorine gas, they're using chloramines, and they use fluorine, and the fluoride actually is used for, basically, a lot of it was from the spent aluminum industry, or even from the weapons-grade industry, creating weapons-grade uranium. Now, when you have the aluminum industry giving excess, what they said, what do we do with all this stuff? It's too toxic to put in a landfill. So they say, hey, let's put it back in the water supply. Now,
wow.
Yeah. Now, when you have chloride or bromide displacing iodine in the thyroid molecule, you don't have normal binding of the T3 molecule, which is triiodothyronin, and you have abnormal binding, so it doesn't turn on proper oxidative phosphorylation or doesn't shut off properly. So you end up with a mitochondriopathy. Now, when your mitochondria are just like overheating an engine, the engine, you know, cylinder heads start to go wonky, or compression ratios are bad. Eventually, the engine burns out. Well, the same thing goes with mitochondria. The average cardiomyocyte has, which is a big cell, has anywhere from 500,000 to a couple million mitochondria. The same in your astrocyte in your brain. You have about 500,000. In one of the largest cells in the body, the Purkinje cell in your cerebellum, you can actually have millions of mitochondria. Now, the problem is it's not just eukaryotic organisms, because basically, all the cells of eukaryotic organisms are chimeras, meaning there's two different types of DNA. There's the eukaryotic DNA in the nucleoplasm, a little spheroid object that contains your nucleus, and each of the chromosomes has a chromatid at the center and two chromosome arms. For us, we have eccentric chromosomes, so we have two long arms and two short, like the arms of the and the legs of the pants connected at the middle. And at the end of each chromatid, there's a little thing called a telomere. And that telomere actually talks to your cell ion membrane and actually allows minerals in, because minerals in their plasma form are the primary key to every enzyme. Every enzyme is a plasma or a monatomic form of a mineral. So as soon as the mineral is in its monatomic form, it is in the plasma form. Now, because neutrodiene is the only plasma form, it has three properties that no other iodine has, like Lugol's iodine or iodocaps or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, so I was just speaking with a lady, and she was, you know, she was doing research on the different iodines, and, you know, she was trying to compare Lugol's to Neutrodyne. And, I was, you know.
Well, she doesn't understand plasma physics, firstly. If you don't understand plasma physics, and I'm going to try to explain it, the active site of every enzyme is a plasma form of a mineral, whether it's molybdenum, so you can make GABA, or it's zinc, so you can make zinc metalloenzymes to make actually messenger RNA, including microsomes and other RNA and DNA molecules. You need to have zinc. If you don't have copper, you can't have solid regeneration of any organ. And in fact, the primary cause of diabetes is to knock out copper zinc superoxide dismutase in your skeletal muscles, which causes insulin resistance, which is actually adaptive. So your body uses fatty acids instead of sugar for fuel, so you'll survive an ice age. So, in fact, diabetes is an ice age survival mechanism to shut off your skeletal muscles using glycogen and sugar. People don't know that. I'm going to present it this year. It's an ice age adaptation. And our diet in North America, especially things that interfere with normal thyroid metabolism, because everybody who's a pre-diabetic and diabetic is in the form of what's called a reverse thyroid hormone hypothyroidism. And you can test it by measuring their core body temperature, and you'll find they're all hypothermic if you measure their first thing in the morning before their muscle twitch. So what does Neutrodyne do? If you're taking Neutrodyne along with mitothyroid, which is hypothalamus, thyroid, and adrenal, your core body temperature will go up, and better than even your test. Because remember, the tests measure your blood and what they think might be happening. But if you have elevated reverse thyroid hormone, and I talked to one of the NASA doctors about 6 years ago on the program, and I said, you know, if you want long space flight, let's say your vehicle is kind of cranky and takes a month to get to Mars, or a couple months, because it's like 94 million miles away from us, depending on how far away it is in the orbital pathways. You've got, even if you're going at sublight speeds, you have to take something to suspend animation. Guess what does it? Reverse thyroid hormone, or hormone that is displaced with fluoride, chloride, or bromide, so it puts you into hypometabolism. Metabolic hypometabolism is the seed for all disease, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, and premature death and polyorgan failure. Neutrodyne. Now, firstly, the Edgar Cayce iodine. I'm interested about Edgar Cayce because I have different kind of gifts. I don't have to sleep to actually know things. I pray, and God will even tell me what search words to use. That's why you'll see I have 350 now. Soon going to be up to 400 protocols in my wellness conditions. And I can help almost anything. I just talked to a gentleman not long ago in a consultation just earlier today. And his mom is very old, I think in her early 90s, but she has thinning of her bowel wall. And she's got diverticular disease. Now, the fact is, it's pretty straightforward. When you have decreased digestive enzymes, you're going to have weakness of your connective tissues, and you're going to end up with diverticuli that get infected, and then you're going to eventually have left-sided appendicitis because you're going to perforate and get peritonitis. Now, most people don't realize that all disease is based on electron deficiency. If you could do a field ion scan postulated by Linus Pauling, you'd see that if you could actually tune the machine to say, hey, I just want to look at the pH of the tissue. Let's say we're going to look at the pH or electron density in tissues. All the tissues that look black or that look like little black dots, like somebody's taken a pen and poked them, so they're leaking electrons, you'd see those are the tissues that are sick, whether it's your heart muscle, your left kidney, or let's say left lower lobe of your lung because you've got, you know, rhinovirus, subclass 3 or respiratory syncytial virus and pneumonia bacteria, right? So right. What you have to understand is that when you start reversing in each tissue the redox potential of the tissue, you take away the capacity to be ill. Sick tissue is always anaerobic, always electron deficient, always acidotic, and always accumulating biotoxins and stealth pathogens, period. Those are Deagle's corollaries. I taught this to the doctors in Vegas, and they're completely, can't believe it, that these are like, you know, like Einstein's general theories of relativity and special theory. These are not, you know, something that's maybe in certain circumstances, this is an absolute. It doesn't matter if it's a human or an animal or even a plant. Electron deficiency is tied to it. Now, what does Neutrodyne do? Neutrodyne does three things. It kills all known pathogens. It raises the redox potential of every tissue by activating the oxidative metabolism capacity. It reverses the toxic effect of halides. So when somebody says, how do I get rid of halides? Well, first is Neutrodyne. Second, you want to grab those toxic halides and biotoxin chemicals that are xenoestrogens. And by the way, all of the molecules that act on the estrogenic receptor are all halides that you have to take Neutrodyne to get rid of them. Now you want to take NutriDefense, which has the polyphenon. It is the most powerful antioxidant in the world. It's an anhydrous form of ECGC catechin. And because it's anhydrous, it maintains its potency. The next most powerful antioxidant we have is goji berry. But the most powerful is polyphenon. And that's why NutriDefense is so powerful for, say, radiation effects. And it blocks the receptor binding domain of viruses and bacteria. Now, what Neutrodyne does, thirdly, is it helps to flush those biotoxins out of your body. And you want to grab them with a polyphenon. Nobody else has anything like this. When people say, well, I want to get something different, Deagle thinks he knows everything. How about this, people out there? If you think I don't know pretty damn well near everything, challenge me. Okay? Damn it. I'm sick and tired of people, say, making statements, and they won't come into my cage match. I don't know everything, but when I make a statement on something, you can take it to the bank. That our Neutrodyne is unparalleled, and it's really important to understand we're in the point of what's called a mitochondrial apocalypse. Let me just give you a good example. North America, 1 week after Fukushima Daiichi, how many radioactive particles is every person in Seattle inhaling into their body of radiotoxins? How many out of 200 radiotoxins? They're inhaling on average at least 7 to 10 radioactive particles per day. Now,
wow.
Radioactive tritium is around every nuclear reactor. They're all leaking like hell. They're all post-geriatric. Most reactors are releasing thorium, strontium, and other things like strontium, niobium, cesium-134, 136. And people don't understand that all of these interfere with thyroid metabolism. They all interfere with the prokaryotic organism in your cell called a mitochondria. We actually have prokaryotes inside us that are part of the chimera that we are, and all our cells are prokaryotic chimeras of a eukaryotic DNA and prokaryotic energy-generating mitochondria. We're a chimera. People don't get this, do they? And all living things that are mammalian, like, you know, blue whales and little monkeys and voles, mice and so on, we're all chimeras. Because we've had this ancient marriage between prokaryotic energy-generating organisms and eukaryotic DNA to reproduce the actual cellular structure of an organism. Now, why is that important? Because if you have high energy states, you also have enough energy for your telomere to cell the cell membrane to let an ion mineral come in, and then it turns on the genes for that mineral. All of your genes are regulated by the atomic resonance of specific minerals, molybdenum, zinc, copper, and each one regulates hundreds of different genes. And if those genes aren't turned on, you get gene silencing. It's called your biophoton flux of your cell starts to go, see ya, and you start, the lights go out, and then DNA turns off, and you die. The lights go out first before your DNA doesn't transcribe messenger RNA and enzymes. Now, that's why Neutrodyne is so important. Everybody should be taking it. You should be giving it to your pets. A few drops a day in your little doggie's, you know, water. You don't have to get a ton, but if the doggie has infection like heartworm or some other pathogen, like toxocarakinus, which is a, you know, form of toxoplasmosis that affects dogs, or catus for cats, you want to knock out those little buggers because they're going to cause organ degeneration and deterioration, interfere with aging and regeneration, and eventually death. Every tissue that's going bye-bye has pathogens. When I've done a metapathia scan on people, I can tell you, it's mind-boggling. They don't just have nanobacteria in their artery walls. They've got rhinovirus. They've got, you know, basically various viruses, parasites, all kinds of crap. It's a sewer in their left anterior descending artery or the renal arteries. It's not just like, well, how did this ever happen? It's ridiculous.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Whenever you're talking about the halides, how does the Neutrodyne actually displace or flush out the halides?
It's a higher energy form of matter than any other halide. So normal iodine doesn't have the energetics to knock out fluoride or chloride or even bromide, which is slightly higher energy. But the plasma form does. It has a capacity of electron transfer that can displace these things by binding to them. And that's what's really important. People don't understand. It will displace displaces it by binding and form a binary molecule that basically makes it impossible for it to... It grabs it and actually pulls it out of the body, which is why you have to keep taking it. You don't just take it, hey, I'm done. No, you got to keep taking it because it's being used up to get rid of the toxins. Now, you not only have your animals being fed fluorinated water, but also things like pesticides. Almost all the pesticides you have halides in them.
So it binds to the halide and ultimately makes them not be able to fit inside a receptor?
Right, it grabs them. So, for example, it pulls out. So if they were to do what's called a dual-coupled nuclear spectroscopy on your thyroid molecules, your T3 molecules, someone in our society, they would find a percentage of their T3 molecules wouldn't have iodine in them sitting in the, like T3I. They'd have T3FL, fluoride, or chloride.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you ask the actual endocrinologist, says, I never thought of that. Why not? Because they didn't take the advanced chemistry or plasma physics or understand that when you have biotoxins like heavy metals, or you have a halide molecule that can displace iodine very easily, No wonder they're hypothyroid and they're turning diabetic or going blind.
Wow.
Yeah, so no comparison. Get the iodine, get the Neutrodyne. There isn't comparison to anything else. Stop it. Don't think you can second-guess Deagle. Forget it. Fareed here with CardioVask. Fareed, I've asked the question on the break here. How many drops of CardioVask liquid do you think I just put in my drink now? I took three capsules first thing this morning. I put about 60 drops in my drink, and my blood vessels are happy. They're saying, no plaque today, Digo, no vascular spasm, no arrhythmias, and no signs that we're going to throw off a clot and give you a heart attack. I'm sure they're saying that to me. They're giving me a cellular high five and say, hey, Dig, you care about us. Let's not have a stroke today. Now, by the way, I had a question yesterday about a person that had a mini stroke, and they wanted to know what to take. What are the top two things? And I said the first thing to take is CardioVask, and take a bigger dosage than the average if you thought you had a mini stroke or TIA. And then the second thing to take is natokinase. Now, of course, we can add other things to that. Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride, our Supernox, and we are working on a new formula that contains citrulline for nitric oxide. You can take things like our VascuCare carnitine. You can take things that stop gamma tocopherol, tocotrienols like our Gamma E+, cell detox glutathione and ultrasound B1 for transketolase to stop singlet oxygen. But the most important is CardioVask. If you take that and natokinase, you're laughing. And these idiot doctors that are giving people blood thinning agents like a Paxiban, Eliquis, and Xarelto, they need to get a punch in the face. There's no other nice thing to talk about. It's really ridiculous. They're making people bleed out when in actual fact, they have absolutely zero effect on the actual formation of plaque, which requires an enzyme. And the only time to give the enzyme is a golden hour right after someone has a heart attack or stroke. When none of these things affect the plaque formation, which is the thing that's going to kill you, and if you take CardioVask and you add natokinase and monitor your blood viscosity and your blood cytokine levels, you're not going to have a problem. Now, if you ask all these cardiologists how many of them have actually done a transesophageal echocardiogram, and they'll look at you funny like, uh-oh, Deagle's going to get me, isn't he? Yes, he is. And 25% of the population has a patent for ostium secundum valve defect to your left and right atrium. So if you throw a clot off from your legs, it has to go from the right atrium to your left atrium through a flap valve that only 25% of the population has. And you can only tell it if you do a transesophageal echo. We have to drop an echo probe down the throat and look sideways through the heart. And do you want to know how many cardiologists do this test to find out if their patients are likely to throw off a clot? None. They're lazy buggers, okay? Medical legally, if I was called into a case on this and somebody had a stroke or a heart attack and they never did a TEF and they found out on autopsy there was a flap valve, guess what? Dr. Deagle's got them. It's like my buddies in the military in the tank division say, you know, you do not drive a tank with your ass hanging out the window. These doctors let their medical ass hang out the window when they're doing stuff because they're sloppy. Even the technology they have full access to, like echocardiography, high-speed CT scans or CINTI scans, or lipid analysis with electrophoresis, none of them do lipid electrophoresis or measure cytokines like Veritas Labs. They're lazy buggers, and there's no excuse for it. When people ask me, Dr. Deagle, what should my doctor do? And these are tests that I don't have to do. I just have to tell them what they can do themselves. Isn't that disturbing, Fareed?
Yeah, it sure is.
You think I'm getting more of, you know, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you just seem to be getting more of an edge. I'm getting totally freaking fed up by hearing the same kinds of complaints over and over again. So I mentioned it on the air to say, look, if your doctor's not, if the first thing test to do to measure if you've got hypertension, number one is you want to measure to see if you're turning diabetic. Because everybody who's had elevated blood insulin and has decreased levels of, say, magnesium, and vasospasm, the first thing that's happening is their blood vessels are failing. Now, when you take CardioVask, you stimulate the blood vessels to start pumping again. Because your blood vessels, if they actually respond to the shearing force of the aortic pulse of your cardiac contractility, the secondary wave actually supplies three-quarters of your blood flow to your periphery. Now, if your blood flows, it's hampered because your blood vessels are not getting a secondary contractile peristaltic wave, which is non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, and you can calculate it out from the cross-sectional area and the length of the vessel and the pressure changes. These are done with non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations. Now, if you ask the average cardiologist if they do it, even if it's published in their own journals, how many cardiologists do you think understand non-Newtonian fluid dynamics?
Not too many.
None. Except a few PhDs sequestered away in some corner of a university, and once in a while they'll kind of have them go up there and say something, and the other cardiologists roll their eyes because they don't understand a freaking thing. Even though there may have been a cardiology degree, they also are a PhD in their little sequestered area, and their other colleagues don't believe them because it's published in their own journals. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I can actually take this stuff out of their own journals and show it to cardiologists, and you know what they say to me? That's voodoo science. I had the only nonlinear, it's called laser viscometer, west of Harvard University. I was working with a Harvard cardiologist back 20 years ago. And I've had cardiologists as early as last year tell me that was voodoo science when it was done with Harvard cardiologists looking at cytokine levels and blood viscosity tied directly. So when you're taking, for example, cardiovascular, one of the first things that's going to happen is your blood less viscous. It's not going to form plaque. It's not going to oxidize cholesterol. It's not going to damage the intimal lining of your artery walls. It's not going to calcify your arteries. And it's going to maintain a stimulation with the Vitaxin, for example, of a peristaltic wave of your vessels. Your vessels are helping blood flow and perfusion. So if you're not taking, by the way, don't take a little itty-bitty dosage. If your blood pressure is not dropping in your perfusion of your periphery, bump it up. And once you've got it bumped up for a period of months, maybe you can back off and see what dosage you need based not just on your weight but on your physiology. If you're pre-diabetic, you might need double the dosage for a while. If you're overweight, if you have a high-stress lifestyle, if you're magnesium deficient, there's all kinds of variables that can mean you need a higher dosage for a while until you have stabilized other factors like chronic magnesium deficiency, high levels of inflammatory fatty acids in your diet. You've got high levels of omega-6 fatty acids and pro-inflammatory fatty acids instead of omega-3. So when I hear people say they think their doctor knows more than Dr. Deagle, it's like, fat chance on that, because I'll ask you to do specific tests, which we can validate that the doctor themselves can do, like a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, or a cardiac CT scan, or a magnetic resonance angiogram, which is a magnetic MRI with an angiographic dye to actually look at your perfusion of your blood vessels in your heart. Right? Or a transesophageal echogram, which these damn doctors don't do, even though they'll tell you to take Eliquis so you're going to fill the toilet bowl with blood. By the way, they don't know, they can't form clots and throw them to your right side of your heart, to your left side, because you don't have a flap valve because they never tested it, but it's not present. Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through the reasons why you're not going to form plaque. You're going to have a nice peristaltic wave of your blood vessels. You're not going to oxidize cholesterol or fatty acids. You're not going to cause calcification of your artery walls because you're going to take Cardiovasc. Let's go through each of the components. And by the way, please do not tell me you're going to take this Extendo or this Heart and Body or this or that and it's going to be equivalent. It's not. For damn sakes, why do people second guess when we have the original formula developed by Sam Abraham that's verified on every batch that the biomolecules at a specific concentration are present, which is why the rating for Cardiovasc is higher than any other nutraceutical pretty well on the planet. Because you test every batch to make sure the biomolecules are actually present in the batch from the right part of the plant, grown on the right continent from the right strain and subspecies. Pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is, but people don't understand it so specifically.
Well, they do if they listen. They do if they listen, and if they challenge me, you know, I get almost no challengers. Once in a while I get somebody like I had a gentleman from Vancouver worried about the Cascadia subduction zone, which is likely to blow here really soon off the west coast of the United States near, lower British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, because we have rumblings since last year. But people don't ask questions. And I beg them, I said, I think the reason why people don't ask questions, they're afraid there might be an answer. That's how. And it's not like people say, well, how do you think you know? I say, well, because I ask more questions than any rational human being. I drive everybody crazy. I drive my wife crazy. My son's crazy. Everybody that thinks that Dr. Deagle, even the doctors after the conference in Las Vegas, I'd go up to them and I started firing questions. It was like one of those helicopter miniguns. Bam, 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 asking questions. And they didn't give me damn good answers. Okay? You do not try to BS Dr. Deagle. You're not going to get away with it. All right? So when we come back, we're going to go through each of the components. Please take Cardiovasc. If you're over age 20 and you're a human being, male or female, and you want to have good blinking blood vessels at 45 or 50, you got to start early, keeping it having the right oil with the right declogging agents in the oil in your body. So let's go through each component. What's the first component of Cardiovasc?
The first one is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract.
Right. Now, hawthorn is basically a cardiotonic. It stimulates the mitochondria in your heart and your blood vessels to contract. So you want to write the plant from the right part of the plant, which is leaf and flower, from the right continent. Mm. Next component?
We have the aged garlic.
And it's not just the aged garlic allicin. It also has an ACE inhibitor, but it does interesting things because it's a natural ACE inhibitor. It doesn't block neurotenins or bradykinins, which cause the capitin-type cough. Next component?
So then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest dialyzable antioxidant other than hydrogen. So it prevents free radical damage in your heart, blood vessels, and throughout your body, our solid organs like liver, kidneys, etc. Brain. Next.
Right. Then we have the cayenne.
Vasodilator, nitric oxide, very important. One of the things that we discussed that was really interesting, new, is the proof now of the what's called three-gas cycle. You have carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitric oxide. If you don't have nitric oxide, you can't offload oxygen in your oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve of the hemoglobin molecule. So your body has to produce nitric oxide or you can't deliver oxygen to your tissues and have oxidative metabolism and glycolysis. Next component?
The next component would be the ginkgo.
Vasodilator, microcirculation, decreased blood viscosity. Most people don't realize your heart doesn't want to pump. If you put up, let's say you had a pump pumping water from your well, and all of a sudden you change the viscosity so the viscosity of the water was similar to corn syrup in America, say in Tennessee, or maple syrup in Canada, you'd be screwed and tattooed. Your pump would break down really quick. So the same thing goes with your heart. If your blood and our heart and blood vessels are pumping highly viscous material, you're going to get in trouble. So you have to reduce viscosity, which is tied to rouleau, where the cells stack up, antibody levels, and levels of inflammatory cytokines that actually make your blood more viscous. So this reduces blood viscosity. Next.
So then we have the milk thistle.
Universal detoxer. It stimulates your liver to detox all the toxic chemicals that are making your arteries inflamed, making your blood vessels likely to cause oxidative stress to the cholesterol that converts cholesterol to 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol and to oxidized fatty acids, which actually form foam cells because of macrophage, which means big eater in Latin, eats these oxidized cholesterol and fatty acids. They die and form foam cells, which is the nidus of plaque. And it's like a tar paper shack in Haiti. You got tar paper, you got a piece of steel, you got a piece of wood, slap some tar on it. Eventually the high wind comes and the tar breaks and you have a piece of chunk of tar in the ceiling that kind of blows off. Well, if it's in your artery wall, when these things break down, they throw a big clot down the artery wall, it forms a big plaque right there, and bam, you got a completely obstructed artery. So you don't want that to happen, so you don't want to have tar paper shacks, you don't want foam cells. Foam cells, we know exactly what causes them. You don't want oxidized fatty acids, you don't want pro-inflammatory fatty acids, and you don't want oxidized cholesterol. Cholesterol by itself is really good, we want to call it a patch for damage to the artery walls. So when people attack cholesterol, it turns into two-thirds of the dry weight of your brain, it turns into CoQ10, and it turns all of your sex hormones. So when you're actually taking a cholesterol-loading agent, you're actually doing a chemical castration. What do you think of that? Now, how many people would take statin drugs if they knew they were being castrated?
Yeah, I'll pass on that opportunity.
Yeah, you'll pass. So not only that, as they say, when you take drugs, you take that along with other things like beta blockers, which make you fat, bald, impotent, and stupid. You know, you want to go bald, take statins, take a beta blocker. You want to actually amplify your problem. Then they'll say, oh, well, you just take CoQ10. Well, we have the only CoQ10 in the world that doesn't crystallize, so all the other CoQ10s, including QAnol, these are all useless. And the driveway to your brain, if you actually stop it, you're going to get patchy dysmyelination. So over a period of years, and it could happen faster than others, we had Dr. Graveline on from NASA about 5 years ago on the show, and he had got transient global amnesia. He actually lost his ability to recognize his wife, and he was a NASA MD scientist. And after 3 months on statin drugs, I think it was Zocor, he couldn't recognize his wife. Wow. Luckily, they got him off it, and they did an MRI in his brain and found he was getting patchy dysmyelination, losing the myelin sheath, connecting his frontal lobes to the rest of his brain. It's like, this is what you call the Schwinn ice cream truck has arrived, and it's 1922, and they're going to do a frontal lobotomy. They don't have to stick a scalpel through the side of your temple. They just need to give you a statin drug, and they do a chemical lobotomy by cutting off your myelinated nerve fiber tracts. Now people say, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. I said, no, I'm telling you the damn truth. In fact, I'm not cruel enough to tell you the total what I know, but I'm going to tell you enough that you better damn well listen, because when your doctor tells you to take a statin drug because your cholesterol is elevated, if you want to lower cholesterol to a reasonable range, take our omega cod liver liquid along with CardioVasc. But if you excessively lower cholesterol, say into your, let's say, well below 200, you actually are in danger of getting dementia. Do you know your dementia rates in people with cholesterol, say, of 135, are 300% higher than if you have normal cholesterol? Happy dementia.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Okay, so, and then, of course, anything else? So, oh, yeah, there was also the
valerian.
Valerian, of course, is a balancing your autonomic nervous system. If you're to describe one thing about society, it is stress. You know, I call stressmas is over. Some years Christmas is pretty good. This last one was a very serious stressmas for us. I thank God the damn thing's over. I am so happy it's over. Yeah. Now, hopefully next Christmas will be a really happy Christmas. Everything will be fine. We'll have better control. But if you let other people control your life, they do bad things to you, it makes it stressmas. Now, the average person throughout the year gets really stressed out Christmas, actually, because it's so stressful. There's more cardiac arrests, more cancers, and more strokes, more heart attacks than any other time of the year at Christmas and within the first few weeks of the new year. Not only because of the stress of Christmas, but the post-Christmas bills you have to pay for all the foolishness you spent money on. That's why I call it stressmas. Do you like that? Pretty funny, okay?
Yeah.
Because not only Santa comes, but the Krampus comes. You know that German mythology about the Krampus? You know, your dad might know about it because he lived in Germany. The Krampus. What?
I am half German, but no, I don't know that one.
But the Krampus? Okay, the Krampus is a guy that would come to put the lump of coal in your stocking, or if you thought you were bad enough, he's going to pull you down to hell, to the ninth ring of Hades. So he'd come before Santa on Christmas Eve, and if you were not a good boy or a girl by before Christmas, the Krampus might come before Christmas and take you.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do, of course. In German mythology and children's books, they like to have these books like, you know, the Grimm's fairy tales and so on, because they want to scare the kids into being good. Right? That's one of the things about German mythology and childhood books and so on. They have some of the scariest, you know, children's books out in the world. So I would say a similar thing. If you listen to your regular doctor, your doctor actually is like part undertaker. I think if you take at least 6 to 10 drugs, you should get a huge chunk off your internment bill by your undertaker. I think they should get a big bonus off of it. Hey, 25% off. This guy was on 10 drugs, man. Yeah, send that money over to the family. He was on 10 drugs. Yeah, he probably died years before he should have. You're right. You know, it's good for business to make sure people are on polypharmacy. Yeah. And, of course, I like the word pharmakia in the Bible, and it talks about sorceries. So most of these drugs are, in a sense, a form of sorcery. When they give you drugs like an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, or they're giving you some drug like a beta blocker instead of valerian, which is in CardioVasc, they're going to screw you up. They're going to do bad things to you, and then you'll say, oh, well, I didn't know that was going to happen to me. That's because your doctor either doesn't know or don't want to tell you. It's bad stuff for business, man. You don't want to tell people. if I give you this drug, by the way, your pressure will come down, but you know, you're never going to get an erection again. Or you're also going to not remember your grocery list or your grandkids. By the way, you're going to become a bald old fart, too.
Mm.
Yeah. Pretty funny, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I remember one lady who was just talked to 2 days ago, and she said that how she took a beta blocker, and she felt so awful. She'd never taken drugs in her entire life, and then all of a sudden they convinced her to take a beta blocker. She only took it 2 days, and she felt so awful. She said, if this is living, I'd rather die. Yeah, absolutely, but if you want to live well and not feel awful, take cardiovascular, keep perfusing your brain and your organs, keep off the crap. No crap, please. Take cardiovascular. And even if you miss being Santa's helper, keep people around, including yourself, in 2018. Take cardiovascular to, as they say, the most important thing is let's perfuse your body and let's treat hypertension for what it is, which is just lack of perfusion, lack of arterial and vascular contractility. Amazing.
Mm.
Back in a moment, we'll see. We're working on trying to, if we had an emergency for our three guests, Rob Roselli. We'll pray for his mom. She's got some problems. We'll be back in a moment.
Warning. If you're searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love, NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.